Zvachim peg vav mishnehe. Oy laso oiv keitzin hoy senasis. We finished off Mishnah Dalid that there's an avodah that's done by chatas oiv. But what's unique that stands out about chatas oiv is the fact that there's nothing that's hukra v'agabe mizbech. All there is the hazo and the mitzvah adam. In contrast, the oiv soiv does have a chelik hakrov v'agabe mizbech v'agabe oiv. Oy laso oiv keitzin hoy senasis. Olav hakevish upon ala soiviv. He went up on the kevish. And he turned to the soiviv, which is the kevish hakotan on the side, in order to circle the mizbeach. And he went around. Boloi lekeren dremis mizrochis. We had before that the keren dremis mizrochis is the preferred place for avodas oilas or oif, because it's next to the base hadeshin where murosov and oitzoso is put on the ritzpas or azorah. So he went to the keren dremis mizrochis optimally. Over there, hoyim moilek es roisho mimul arpa. We described before in Mishnah Dalet barichus the avoida of the malika. That's the same avoida. However, the chilik is umavdil. Instead of the Torah saying v'lo yavdil, over here the Torah says that there is. There's a choyva lahavdil, and that's a chilik of the malika. The carbon is possible. We'll have in the next Mishnah. One last thing. We'll mention what exactly is havdolo or not v'lo yavdil. The Rashi and the Rav Bikvoisov says that Havdolas Oilas Oiv, which is Ma'akeves, is the Chituch of two Simonim completely, but not that there's a necessity in the Maisa Malika to completely sever the head, the Roish, from the Gufa Oiv, Bishas Malika. Later on, Bishas the Haktoro, then Avada, they take off the head. We'll see, Mitz Hashem, in a few minutes. However, when you look at the Rambam over here, the Rambam says that Choytich HaRoshu Mavdilu B'Shas HaShkito, that the Chelik of the Havdolo is, and there's a Chelik that's Ma'akev, is completely severing the head, and Faker, he holds that the Chelik of Lo Yavdil, where it's kosher, by Chatasoif, the Lo Yavdil means where the head is not severed, but even where the two simonim are completely severed, whereas the first way, according to the Rashi and the Rav, if the chelik of the maisa of Oila Sa'if, where it's Melech Hezreshim and Mol Arpa, Umavdil means completely severing the head, without completely severing the head, so then by definition, the Melech Hezreshim Mol Arpa V'lo Yavdil of Chata Sa'if means not completely severing the two simonim. That's the chiluk between the two. This, by the way, has to do with when we learn chulin. So the shchitas habehema is done by cutting through roiv of the two simonim of the kon and the voishit of the neck of the behema. Mashenkin by regular shchitzoif, by regular shchita of chickens, the din hatorah is that only one simon has to be severed. So over here, the v'loy avdol, according to Rashi and the Rav, of chatasoif, means v'lo yavdol in its entirety the two simonim. That's the chiluk machlokes rishonim over here. In any case, right after the maliko is mematzes doma al kir hamizbeach. And again, we're talking about other soif, so the avoidas hamitzvah of the dam is done lamato. What you don't have over here is after mitzvah you don't have azor. Doesn't say in the Torah but he says doma. Then the avoidah that's done over here is notlos haroish. He took the Roish HaBehema. Again, the Roish was severed over here, but that's afterwards. Just said Machlok Sushayna. The Hikif, Beis Melikosi LaMizbeach. Hikif normally means to surround. What it means is over here to press very tightly the Beis Melikosi, the Mokim HaMalika, the place where the head was severed, LaMizbeach. All the dam has to be squeezed out of the guf and the head of the oif to take out completely the dam. Usvogay ba melach, it's soaked through with melach. Vizorke al gabi ishim, it's put on the mizbeach. Boloi, the kohen comes leguf, that's what they did with the head. Then he takes the guf of the oif. Vehese samura, vesa noitza. He takes out what we said before is the mura and the noitza is vein tzant. Rashi and Chumash brings out goda, but Rashi brings out that the zefek, this is like a sack that's in the neck of the bird, and what's brought down Rashi from the Medrash is that the reason why this should be hukar v'agami mizbech, rotz na'ashem, is that it shouldn't be why? Because the zefek, which is attached to the voshet, which is a chelik of the achila, over there the food stays until it's digested. That's the place where kiviyochel, the oif is nene from the gezel, shebepiv, so well, it's not rotz na'ashem, it should be put on. The noitza is because the feathers, that's what it is, the noitza is the feathers of the bird, make a bad smell. The rotz na'ateri is that that's not the reich mechaychi shel Hashem. So the heisis hamuru v'esanoitza v'es b'nei me'ayim hayoitzim imo. What comes out with the mura is the other chelik of the digestive system of the oif, with the kurkavon, which is a more commonly used word in treifis by a chicken, is very often the rov has to be baidik the kurkavon to see if there's any treifis there. V'eshlichon lebeis hadoshin, the whole thing gets thrown lebeis hadoshin, which is like we described, over there by the Ritzpas HaZorah, the Mizrochoi Shul Kevesh, which is next to the Keren Dremis Mizrochoi Shul Kevesh, and that's why the Avodah is optimally done over there. Then Shisa, he splits, Shisa has a lashon of breaking open, with his hand, not with his finger, he breaks open with his hands, the Guf Oif between the, he severs the wings from each other, V'loi Hivdol, but it's not severed completely, V'im Hivdol Kosher, over here, even though it's V'loi Hivdol, but it's not Makiv, because it's not a chelik of the avodas ha-dam. It's a chelik of the avodas ha-haktoro. And remember that avodas ha-haktoro is never makam in a korban. But something that's a chelik of the avodas ha-dam is makam. Therefore, the hivdol and the loy hivdol of the mitzvah ha-hazor, that is makam, but not the chelik of hivdol or loy hivdol over here of the haktoro. This shisa, the loy hivdol is not makam, even if he was mavdol. Svogoi b'melach, again he saturates it b'melach uzroki al gabi ishim, and the whole guf or oif, except for the chelik that was taken out, the digestive system, was put al gabi mizbech. That's the elos oif. Mishnah Vov, lo yehesis amuru v'lois hanoitze v'lois b'nei me'ayin hayoitzim imo. Let's say he did not remove the chelokim that had to be removed from the oif before being makter it. V'lois svogoi b'melach. And this is the point that we made before. Avodas Hadam is the chelik that creates the ritzu and the kapora. After that, it's haktorah l'mitzvah ba'almo, and another one should do it properly, but it's not ma'akiv in the ritzu of the korban. However, hivdul b'chatos v'le hivdul b'oilo posal. If he made a havdolo in the mitzui, in the malika before the mitzvah azor of the chatos, or loy hivdul boil over the apostle, that's a chelik dam avodas hadam. Mitzvah dam haroish v'lo mitzvah dam guf psula. That's a chelik dam avodas hadam, and the mitzui had to be done properly because the same way the chalokim dam avodas hadam are makiv, the mitzui and azo over here are also makiv. Mitzui, however, dam haguf v'lo mitzvah dam haroish ksheira. The one din over here that's brought down that's not makiv is the mitzui dam haroish. The mitzui of the guf ha'if is ma'akiv. The mitzui of the dam haroish is not ma'akiv. Success akosu, but the understanding of it is that the ikar chelik ha'choshuv of the mitzui adam ha'ma'akeves is the mitzui dam ha'guf v'loy dam haroish.